There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start with updates from Israel, where more than 1,311 Ukrainian immigrants are about to enter the Israeli school system, having fled to Israel. According to the Education Ministry, they will be joined by another 851 new immigrants from Russia and 105 from Belarus. The ministry has noted that this particular influx represents a major challenge to the education system, both in terms of the large number of immigrants and the fact that many fled to Israel suddenly due to war, unlike most new arrivals who are able to prepare for their move in advance. To prepare for this, schools have hired additional Russian-speaking personnel in the form of professional staff, as well as increasing the number of soldier teachers from the Israel Defense Forces and teenagers performing post-high school national service. Schools are also aware that some new immigrant students require social and emotional support and will endeavor to provide animal, music, and art therapy. Staying with updates from Israel, and Israeli medical company Rafa Laboratories has achieved FDA approval for their Medazolem auto-injector, which can treat seizures caused by nerve agent exposure. Founded in 1937 and headquartered in Jerusalem, Rafa is amongst the leading pharmaceutical companies in Israel and a global player in emergency solutions. The project is targeted at epilepticus, which is otherwise known as prolonged seizures in adults exposed to nerve agents. Manufactured in Jerusalem, the injector can be applied to the muscles, making it the first injector for seizures that do not require application via an intravenous line. A spokesperson for Rafa says the usability of the auto-injector has a significant medical advantage in its immediate treatment effect, as well as in reducing long-term damage, adding that this revolutionary product can assist in saving many lives around the world. On to news from the United States, and New York police will increase patrols near synagogues in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, owing to a recent increase in anti-Semitic attacks in the neighborhood. A police spokesperson has confirmed that round-the-clock house of worship cars will routinely visit synagogues, and patrols have also been increased to monitor sensitive areas. Additional neighborhood coordination officers, who are officers serving as liaisons between the police and the community, are also being deployed. Police presence has significantly increased following a recent surge in anti-Semitic and hate crimes in New York, with the city recording a 50% increase in hate crimes since July last year, with anti-Semitic hate crimes up by 114%. A find in central Norwich, England, has determined through DNA evidence that human remains found in a medieval well indicate that they belonged to Ashkenazi Jews who were subject to anti-Semitic violence during the 12th century. The well contained the remains of at least 17 people, mostly children. Researchers have analyzed DNA from 6 of these individuals and have found a strong genetic link with modern Ashkenazi Jews, establishing them as the oldest Jewish genomes to have been sequenced. The researchers also found that they carried markers associated with some genetic disorders for which modern-day Ashkenazi Jewish populations are at higher risk. According to the study, the findings are consistent with these people being victims of an historically recorded anti-Semitic massacre by local crusaders and their supporters in Norwich on February the 6th in the year 1190 AD. And have you heard of a recipe book entitled Honey Cake and Latkes, Recipes from the Old World by the Auschwitz-Birkenau Survivors? Well, it's the brainchild of Ronald S. Lauder, the chairman of the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial Foundation, and it contains over 110 recipes from survivors and their families, and also contains excerpts and memories shared between survivors, which also highlights their new beginnings and healing. Well, the recipe book guarantees that all recipes have been tested and retested to ensure they can be made in your kitchen, keeping the original character and voice of the survivors who contributed to the volume. Recipes include blintzes, kuchel, matzo ball soup, cholent, goulash, kasha varashkes, ruklach, and more. Plus, there is a special chapter devoted to classical dishes for the Jewish holidays. In the book's foreword, Lauder writes that the book is testament to the power of the human spirit, hoping that copies will be given as a gift to every Jewish couple at the start of their lives together. Well, for Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.